Since 1949, the National Civic League has recognized places where citizens work together to tackle community-wide challenges. It bestows 10 All-American City Awards every year. Previous winners have included Boston, Roanoke, Virginia, and Phoenix, also a tiny West Side neighborhood right here in Tucson. Flowing Wells is only the fourth neighborhood in 58 years to be honored as an All-American City. Laura Markowitz brings us the story of how this low-income, industrial area made such a dramatic change, and the woman who's the heart of it all.
There are many nicer-looking neighborhoods in Tucson than the area between I-10 and Fairview, Roger Road, and the Rito River. As you drive through the 3.1-square-mile Flowing Wells revitalization area, you would never guess that it won the designation of All-American City. Neighborhoods of mostly mobile homes flank the steel yards, gravel pits, and industrial equipment lots. But Flowing Wells used to be plagued by meth houses, crime, graffiti, and environmental hazards. Today it has parks and playgrounds, ball fields and sidewalks. Credit for these changes is given to a 5'2" retiree by the name of Ellie Town. She has been president of the Flowing Wells Neighborhood Association and Community Coalition for almost a decade.
They call me the mayor of Flowing Wells. A lot of people introduce me that way.
Town is originally from Vermont. She moved to Tucson with her husband in 1980 and worked as a purchasing agent. She earned a degree in business from Pima Community College the year she turned 50. Between raising children, working, and going to school, she never had time for community work. But her priorities changed in 1996 when she survived stage 3 ovarian cancer.
I said to myself, well, there's a reason I'm still here. My work on earth isn't done, so I better get with a program. I had 5 things listed on a list that were important to me, and in the middle was community, and I dedicated the rest of my life to my community.
She and her husband live in a mobile home on a flower-filled plot of land. Their backyard faces the green softball fields of the newly built Flowing Wells District Park. When they first moved in, the land back there was an abandoned industrial site.
We had plenty of dust and piles of dirt and whatnot. Then it was nothing. One day I was leaning up against this fence, looking out here at all the deviltry that was going on out there. People out making donuts with their vehicles, watching drug sales, people out here raising cane. We had nothing for our people to do in this area, only play in the street. The children had nothing else. I thought it would be great to have a park out here.
Town decided to start her community work in her own crime-ridden neighborhood. She launched a neighborhood watch. Every day she patrolled the streets on bicycle and in her golf cart. Drug dealers and gang members threw rocks and eggs at her house. More than once, they tried to run her off the road during her patrol, but she refused to be intimidated. With the neighborhood's cooperation, the sheriff's department was able to shut down 15 meth houses in 13 months. Neighbors came together and formed a community coalition. They drafted a strategic plan identifying 82 specific projects, things like improving safety and education. Then they got funding from the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
In August of 2001, I came back from vacation and asked where the plan was. Was anybody working on it? Where were we at? And they said, oh, it's still sitting on the shelf. Nobody stepped forward. And I said, well, I've never done anything like this before. Give it to me and I'll see what I can do.
Ellie Town succeeded beyond anyone's wildest dreams. The coalition has raised almost $20 million to do things like clean up hazardous waste and help homeowners replace older mobile homes with new manufactured homes. They even have money to buy yarn for the Flowing Wells Knitting Club. The money is important, but it's Ellie Town's attitude that seems to be what gets things moving in Flowing Wells.
We did a drainage project on Shannon Road because all our streets would flood every year with less than a half inch of rain. So then we had a mosquito problem. And forever they told me, Ellie, the land's too flat. You can't get the water to run to the river. Well, you don't tell this old country girl that you can't make the water run to the river. We now have a drainage ditch, and I call it inverted speed humps. It goes down like this instead of up, but it works for two things. It gets rid of the water, and it slows people down.
Flowing Wells now boasts 2 parks, a new community health center, a library, fire hydrants, street lights, speeding cameras, a new supermarket, and a community center. Ellie Town is quick to point out that the Community Coalition is not a one-woman show.
Because you have to work as a team or you aren't going to get anywhere. It's no I, it's we.
Flowing Wells may not have a mayor, but Ellie Town is the beloved leader of the community. She also may have been the only person in Flowing Wells who was surprised when they wanted to name the new Flowing Wells Community Center after her. She's still surprised when complete strangers recognize her. As Ellie stands in the courtyard of the community center, a woman stops and asks her name.
My name's Ellie Town.
Okay, I'm sorry. This place is named after her. Okay. My daughter Susan just came from Florida.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, this is. I was here for the dedication and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is named after her.
It's beautiful.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
The Ellie Town Flowing Wells Community Center is a cluster of red brick buildings on Ruth Ralph Road. Nowadays, no one in Flowing Wells can complain about not having anything to do.
This is our teen room. They do have a TV. They have the pool table. And they have puzzles and they have other kinds of things going on. There's someone here with them. And then the ping pong table's in here. And they have the same things for the youth in this room here. Out here, we're getting a half-court basketball. And we're going to have picnic tables out there and benches. And then I'll take you into where we have our TOTS program. This is the play side. And over there's the learning side. Then our next one is dance. See, the mirrors are here, the bars here, so they can do ballet in here. They have pottery classes in here. They have everything to do with, as far as I understand it. With all the cupboard space, all the table space, I think it's fantastic. Now, I don't know if the computer room is open. I don't dare to unlock it. Oh, it is open. There's lights on. Let's see if he's got a class in there.
These are your choices. Yes, finish searching.
The computer lab is run by the library. And not only do they have classes here, but they also have open lab.
Whoops.
They have a card group that comes in here and plays. And also the ACES program, which is for seniors. They have meetings here at the community center. And they take seniors on many trips and whatnot. But they also have a computer in here. And then they have a piano and they have a microwave. And there's puzzles that people can do. It makes it very nice.
But Ellie, you don't spend any time here, do you?
No, I don't get a chance to spend any time here. Maybe someday I'll get a chance to do that.
The Coalition just learned that the Department of Housing and Urban Development is extending their funding until 2011. Town will stay on and continue to lead the Neighborhood Association as they work to complete the rest of the 82 projects of the revitalization plan. Their latest endeavor is to clean up hazardous waste along an industrial corridor. They even got a grant from the Environmental Protection Agency. Town has visions of attracting clean manufacturing jobs to Flowing Wells. It's no good telling her that the economy is dragging and those jobs aren't likely to come here anytime soon. This is Ellie Town you're talking to. That means it's a good bet that those industries will be moving into Flowing Wells in the near future. For Arizona Spotlight, this is Laura Markowitz.